Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Black Tide, an action-adventure novel by Perry DeFury, is receiving rave reviews. The story of Ralph Mullen, a famous toxicologist who has done many investigations for the United States government and has recently retired. However, Goodman, especially with Ralph's talents in science and skill as a force recon marine, are not allowed to retire so easily. They become part-time retirees. Ralph gets a call to investigate a strange black tide in the northern Pacific Ocean. He thinks it's a waste of his time, but a longtime friend of his is asking, so he accepts the project. What he encounters is more than he ever bargained for. Perry is a decorated Vietnam veteran who has always been interested in science. He was a junior high school principal in a foreign country for 20 years. During that time, founded a scientific society for the development of young scientists, taking them on various expeditions in Mexico. Perry has also been on expeditions with scientists in Argentina, France, Italy, Germany, and Mexico. Retired, he now dedicates his time to writing his novels. This is the second Ralph Mullen adventure. You can look for more to come. He's born, raised in Allentown, Pennsylvania, now residing and writes in Spring, Texas. Perry DeFury, author of The Black Tide, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Perry. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure to talk about this book. This is so interesting. I mean, it's really an exciting, well-done novel. But first of all, let's talk about the inspiration for you to write. I mentioned this background that you've had in education and in science, retired now in writing. Where does this come from? What's the inspiration to write for you?
Well, actually, one of the roots is the reading. I read excessively. But the other is a blank piece of paper. I take a blank piece of paper, and for me, it is so exciting to be able to, with just words, create life, create stories, and give my readers all the different emotions that one has in life. And that keeps me going. Well, one story after another.
You do that so well. When you start the story, do you know where the story is going to go? Do you have like an outline of where you're going to take this? Or is this one of these where let's see where the characters in the situation and the story take us?
Well, when I actually write my stories in my sleep, I'll toss and turn all night with a story in my head. And when I get up in the morning, I've got the story. And oddly enough, and everybody, my wife included, is so surprised, I never forget it. It stays. So no matter how long it takes or how many days or weeks I am working on it, I never forget the story. What happens during the writing is the book will start to take over. The adventure will take over.
Ah, yes.
And then I'm just trying to keep up with where the book is going and just kind of directing the end result.
Well, yeah, I bet it's difficult then to stop writing the story. You hear where sometimes people have writer's block and they can't come up with anything and they sit there staring at a typewriter or a computer for an extended period. I get the impression when this comes to you, the story takes over. Is that the case?
Yeah, the story just takes over, not the plot, but the action.
Yes.
Within the plot. So I don't know where it's going to go, but I'll be writing, and all of a sudden it'll just come, and it'll take me off on a tangent, and then I have to get back on course.
Yes,
that's for the rough draft. I just let it go on the first draft.
It sounds
like I don't stop myself.
Yes.
I don't try to have discipline on the first draft.
Well, it sounds like you're having as much
reconstruction is on the second and third draft.
Yeah, just let it flow. I love that, and it works so well for you. Perry DeFury is our guest on the program. This book is called The Black Tide. I'll spell DeFury. It's D-E-F-I-O-R-E. You'll find the book available at stratton-press.com. In the books, you'll find it Amazon, the usual places. Links, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you decided to write, why did you pick science? Why not romance novels or mysteries? How did you come up with science?
Well, my wife is always after me to write romance novels, but that's her thing. I have always had a passion for science ever since the fifth grade. The teacher's name was Bonnell, if I remember correctly. He's a good teacher, can change your life.
Oh, yes.
And because of him, I got interested in sciences. I started in chemistry and physics and environmental sciences, branched out to ocean sciences. I love to dive. And my latest is my biggest passion of all of my life is astrophysics. And I'm still studying astrophysics.
It's amazing. No matter what you go through in life, you're still sort of a student out there and learning. And that's good because then you get to share that with us in your novels. The one specifically, the book we're talking about is The Black Tide by Perry DeFury. There are other books, and we'll mention those during the course of the program. What can we find in your books? You mentioned the science aspect of it. I mentioned the character Ralph Mullen. What can we expect to find in reading your books, and The Black Tide in particular?
Well, let me explain it this way. To my way of thinking, a good book should be like a good recipe. A top chef will use condiments to enhance the flavor of the dish that he was going to serve. I add my condiments of espionage, murder, romance, and suspense to season my stories. Today's readers do not have a lot of patience, so I try to make my books move quickly and not bore them with flowery writing like that of one of my favorite authors, Nathaniel Hawthorne, who I have been compared to various times in other writing that I have done.
Well, what a compliment that is, and that's one thing in reading your books and in reading reviews of your books. They're hard to put down because you really keep the story moving, and you're right. We really now want to see this move, and it's like a good TV series that moves very rapidly. You can't take your mind off of it for a minute. You're waiting for the next page to see what's going to happen because you know something exciting is going to happen. There's travel involved in this. Are you a traveler yourself in real life?
I've seen 20% of the world and plan to see a lot more. I've been to Europe, Asia, all the Americas, and on 24 cruises. I always take a spiral notebook with me, take lots of pictures, but I still need to see Africa and Australia before God calls my name. Many of my stories come to me from my travels. Science does not have borders, and species vary from country to country. There's always something interesting to find out there.
You know, that's so fascinating how a writer works. And in your case, this is from real life experiences, from sort of making a mental notebook all of these years, and you can draw on that now. Just go to sleep and the story comes to you. I love the process of writing for you. It's not a problem getting the stories to come to you. How long does it take for you to write one of your novels? Let's take The Black Tide. From the time you get the vision for the book until you're finished with it, how long a process is that for you?
Well, I can write a first draft of a full-length novel in 3 to 6 months, depending on how much time my family gives me to write. My family is always first. The consequential rewrites, however many are necessary, may take another couple of months. Research requires at least a month. This coronavirus pandemic has given me unusual time, so I have written 2 books in the last 4 months, but that's not the norm. So in all, within like 9 months to a year, I can get a full-length novel like The Black Tide out.
The book is The Black Tide. Perry DeFury is our guest on the program. That's DeFiore. The book's available at stratton-press.com/books. You'll find it, of course, Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on and get information on all of Perry's books. I mentioned multiple books that you've written. Are the novels all different?
I have the one series of the Ralph Mullen Adventures. I'm working on the fifth one right now. But I've written other genres like sci-fi, the Alien Propagation, which is already out, and Escape from Progress, which is finished and should be out soon. I have one serious, I call serious novel, that I'm working on that will be a very large one. I've been working on it for 5 years. So I do that in between my other books.
That's just amazing what you've been able to do since you've been retired and had the time. And unfortunately, I guess with the virus out there, it's kept everybody home. In your case, that's a good thing because you've been able to stay in the process of writing the books. What are you writing down the road? What are you working on now? You mentioned the novel, the serious novel you're continuing to work on. What do you have now? More Ralph Mullen books coming up?
Well, I'm planning on at least another 5 more Ralph Mullen books.
Great.
This pandemic has given me ideas to write a book of how easily bio warfare can really affect the world, and has given me ideas on writing a book including some kind of biological warfare problem. So I don't have any limit. There are the number of species in the world that are dangerous and people don't even know about that could really make a difference to our population are unlimited. There's so many out there. So I have enough material to write 100 books.
Well, it sounds like it, and you're working on several at the same time, and you certainly have many going on in your mind as you're working on a particular book. Does that get confusing that you've got several you're working on simultaneously?
Actually, not for me, because the books are in my head already, and I actually use writing on the different books as a way of taking a break. Anytime, most writers should do this, that you'll write, and then you walk away for a week or two from what you wrote, and then come back to it and reread it, and then rewrite it. So, and that's a methodology that writers use. And that's what I use, and when I take that break, I work on another novel. So I go back and forth, and I really don't have a problem keeping them separated. I don't overlap them.
You know, it's interesting that The Black Tide by Perry D. Fury is our guest on the program. The Black Tide's available at stratton-press.com/books. You'll find information there. Also, of course, go to Amazon and information on all of the books that Perry has written. Let's talk a little bit. I alluded to this jokingly before, but writer's block. But do you ever get writer's block? It doesn't seem like you do. The ideas flow. But are there ever times when you've got an idea, but where do I take the story now? And you struggle with that. Does that ever happen to you?
The only time I struggle is when I want to give a message. It's more for writing an article. Like right now, I am entertaining the idea of writing a series of articles about the police, because I'm very much against what the general public has done to belittle and undermine the good of the police across the nation. And I think they're wrong. I think I had that experience coming back from Vietnam. Everybody hated me because the general public didn't agree with the war. But that wasn't my fault. I was fighting for my country. And today, I think we need that same kind of reminder for the general public. So I'm just thinking about these articles, but I need information. So my struggle is more for the research than, if any at all, not for the writing itself.
You know, as we're doing this video, and the video version of this you'll find on our YouTube channel, This Week in America, or if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on the icon there for videos, you'll see Perry. And you're working in an area, an office, it looks like. You've got the bookshelves, a lot of books behind you. Is that where you write? Do you have a particular area where, okay, I need to go there because that's where I get serious when I'm writing?
Yes, I have a little hole in the wall. it reminds me of a pilot's cockpit. I have just a little wooden desk, have my computer set up. My books are all around me, at fingers' reach, above me, to the left, to the right. So I live with a thesaurus and a dictionary. So I am constantly going into one book or another as a reference. But I have behind me a collection of the top 100 books ever written. And I've read every one of them at least once. And they help to maintain the quality of the writing that I do.
Yeah, it's amazing. You've got a cockpit area, but it's a comfortable cockpit area. I can see where you could get comfortable there, surrounded by all of your books and the inspiration and the motivation from those. You know, I mentioned before, and I always say this, going to the typewriter. That shows you how old I am that people actually use typewriters. Do you use a
computer? That.
Yeah, do you use a computer now in your writing?
Well, when I travel, I use spiral notebooks and I longhand write. Then when I get home, I put everything in the computer. Today writers are forced to use a computer. There's no other option because the publishers are going to require everything on file, electronic files. So you don't have a choice today. You have to write on a computer.
Yeah, I can remember the days when a typewriter and a yellow legal pad, and you can solve all the problems in the world with those two things.
I still use yellow legal pad.
All right, somebody else that does that. Boy, I'd be if even if they changed the color of the legal pads, I'd be in trouble. You get so used to using that. Is there, we got a couple
of
minutes.
Old habits are hard to break.
They are hard to break. Give me a yellow legal pad, and I can work my way out of about any situation there. A couple of minutes left in the program.
I use the yellow legal pads for all my research.
Boy, they come in handy. And kids are going to go, Mommy, what's a yellow legal pad? But believe me, they come in very handy. They work for us for decades, and for many of us, they still do. Is there a certain time of day that you write? Are you one that, 6 in the morning, I've got to be there working, or is it more flexible?
I am an early riser, always have been, probably because of military training.
Yes.
And I'm up between 6 and 7, I'm up with the daylight, I guess. And my wife is the opposite. She has the reverse biological clock. She gets up 11, 12 o'clock. So she gives me a good 4 or 5 hours non-interrupted writing. And that's really perfect for me. So I write every morning 4 or 5 hours and almost every day of the year.
That's amazing. And I guess that's the discipline that it takes to be successful at writing, which Perry is. The specific book, and there are several that Perry has written, as he mentioned. We'll be talking about other books on future programs. But this one is The Black Tide by Perry DeFiore. That's DeFiore. You'll find it at stratton-press.com/books. In the book section, just go to strattonpress.com. And you'll find it, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on, and go directly to get information on this book and all of the books that Perry has written. Perry, we'll have you back on the program. So much to talk about. This has been so much fun talking with you about the Black Tide on the program today. Thank you for sharing the story with us. Look forward to having you back on the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Perry DeFiore, D-E-F-I-O-R-E. The book is The Black Tide. You'll find the book information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.